at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepard. It's the Scheman and Shepard show on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a hump day Wednesday. Plenty more football to get to. Le'Veon Bell is suddenly a free agent. Matt Ryan may be one someday. We'll get into all that as well and the latest on the Florida Gators and their trying to tamp down the COVID spread among the football team. So before we get to all that, time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, it is official. The Gators-LSU Tigers game on Saturday has been postponed after a COVID outbreak in the Gators football program. Makeup date tentatively scheduled for December 12th. Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin told reporters the team is currently dealing with a COVID outbreak of their own. He's also stated that they currently have enough scholarship players to play Saturday against Arkansas. That game is still on. Le'Veon Bell, he'll become a free agent officially in an hour. And Broncos running back Melvin Gordon cited last night on DUI and speeding charges.
Another break for your Patriots.
Well, he may or may not. They said it's he may or may not play.
I would assume not, right?
Yeah. Well, if Cam is playing, we'll see what happens if we're back at practice tomorrow. They're back at the facility today, but they didn't practice. They're back practicing tomorrow. But and Patriots should win that game if Cam's playing.
Yeah.
If he's not playing,
yeah,
flip a coin.
No, but Melvin Gordon, you can't play him after a DUI this week, right? The Broncos?
Yeah, well, Vic said, Fangio said they're undecided right now whether Melvin Gordon will be out. It was 7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Just a quick couple notes, TV changes. Ole Miss and Arkansas will now be carried by the SEC Network, was originally on ESPN2. And Texas A&M at Mississippi State will now be carried by ESPN, originally on the SEC Network. Kickoff times are the same.
Okay. All right.
Very and good. Instead of the Gators-LSU game Saturday, we'll have Clemson-Georgia Tech at 11:30.
Great.
Local note.
Good.
All right.
So we'll do that, and then we'll have a little break, and then Georgia-Bama starts at 7:30.
That is going to be – should be one hell of a game.
That's the one I'm looking forward to. Yep.
I'm going to see our boy Jeff Nixon tomorrow, and he's already chirping, texting me, wanting to know what the bet is this go-around.
Didn't you come out ahead on piece of
driver?
Yeah, I got my new TaylorMade driver.
That was on the Alabama-Georgia game?
Which is not new anymore. That was on the SEC championship game when Kirby went for it 4th and 10 from his own 50.
Well, he has to come on Sunday morning. He'll be on after
the game. Yeah. He'll be on Saturday at 8.
He's either
or Sunday
be in
a
glorious
eight.
Mood or...
Yeah.
If you're one team or the other, do you want... Well... This is where my chaos theory comes in. If you lose by a field goal in overtime or at the buzzer, I still think we all agree that if the other team wins out, they can still get in the college football playoff. But if you get blown out, not that that would ever happen, but I'm saying 21 point plus for whatever reason, now that could be a problem.
That makes for a hard argument.
Yeah, unless there's a rematch at the end of the year in the SEC title game and it goes the other way, you're probably out.
Well, Chris, you as an Alabama fan, would you rather, if you're going to lose, would you rather, we shouldn't have it today, and lose by 20 or whatever, or would you rather fight tooth and nail, take the loss, a heartbreaker at the buzzer, winning field goal or something?
Yeah, I'd rather that. I mean, just chances of getting to the playoff on a close loss when you're probably, look, I know at the beginning of the year we were all about, Florida challenging Georgia in the East. I'm not sold on that anymore. But I think it's pretty clear Bama's the best team on the West.
Yeah, seems that way. Well, it's offensively, anyway.
You're right. Yeah. But there's not a lot of defense being played anywhere in the SEC West.
It's going to be the subject of my college football quiz, put it that way.
Okay.
Big part of it coming up.
We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. All right, we saw some sound left over from Sound Street regarding the Le'Veon Bell situation. So he's going to be really – it's not official till today, right, Chris?
Today at 4.
Yep. Today at 4, he is a free agent. We can, again, speculate where he may go. Here's Jets reporter Rich Simini.
Simini.
Yep. Le'Veon Bell.
Simini.
No, Rich Simini.
Well, which is it? I just got three pronunciations.
It's Rich Simini.
I thought it was Simini.
All right. Here's some guy named Rich. He covers the Jets. Le'Veon Bell not working out is not all on Adam Gase. This is on KJZ this morning.
Todd Haley did a good job with him. He also had a Hall of Fame quarterback, and at the time he had AB, who was clearing out a lot of stuff, you know, opening up the box for Le'Veon. He ran against a lot of light boxes in Pittsburgh. With the Jets, it was a lot of heavy boxes because we all know they don't have that kind of talent on the perimeter. So I think it's unfair to dump it all on Gase, the lack of production. Look at the stats at the analytics over the last 2 years. Le'Veon, there was no glimmer of, like, where he had one run where you could say, oh, there it is. That's the guy we've been looking for. There hasn't been any of those flashes.
I remember the Jets are going to be on the hook for $6 million, yeah, the remaining 2020 base salary. And remember, Gase did not want him on the team.
He inherited him.
Didn't want him.
Le'Veon Bell was a Jet before Gase was.
Yep.
And he said, well, probably not the direction I would have gone.
Yep.
One name that was mentioned in there early on, Todd Haley. Is Todd Haley still in the league? I remember. So he was a coordinator with the Steelers, head coach of the Chiefs, right? If I'm remembering correctly. He was like the boy wonder for a while. It didn't get along with Roethlisberger that great, but they produced. I don't know where. I haven't seen him in forever. If he's even in the league, nobody knows.
Right. No, I mean he's. I don't know what he's doing now. He's not with the Jets. If that's what you mean.
No. I didn't. I didn't mean that.
His last job was OC of the Browns in 2018.
So he's been out for 2 years, huh?
You know who's a wide receivers coach for the Jets? Hines Ward.
Did I know that? I want to say I knew that.
Man, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Got nothing.
Tough sled. Nothing to work
except
with.
Except for barriers.
Here is Ryan Clark on KJZ. He says the Steelers would actually welcome Le'Veon back.
I think so. Listen, Kevin Colbert is about winning. He's the GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And even when I was there, we would have people leave, go places and not be successful and come back to be Pittsburgh Steelers and kind of fit right back into where they were when they left. I mean, you think about Snell and Connor and Samuel, and you don't necessarily know if Le'Veon Bell goes back there just because of the crowded backfield. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are about business. And if business makes sense for them, if you can get Le'Veon Bell at $1 million for the rest of the season and you're trying to make that Super Bowl run, I think this is something they will explore. Whether or not Le'Veon wants to go back will be a whole nother thing, because you know how egos get involved. And sometimes you don't want to have to tuck your tail and run back home to your parents when you told him you wanted to move out in the first place.
This is the guy that wanted to move out for like $17 million a year. He's not going to come back for $1 million. That'd be like a laughable. Laughable.
I agree with you, but if it's $1 million no matter where he goes, would he prefer to go to a team that's competitive like the Steelers, or would he want to go the Dolphins?
I don't think there's any way I could go back to the Steelers.
I don't think so,
Chris,
either.
Because if he had signed their last offer they made him, he'd still be there and making about $14, $15 million a year.
It's just 2020 COVID. I'm not ruling anything out. I'm sorry. I think anything is possible. Yeah. Anything is possible.
Wow.
Anything is possible. I think right now he wants to go to a place where he thinks he's in contention to win a Super Bowl.
I still think he wants to get paid.
Well,
but again, if everybody's offering a million and a half,
right?
Like, he's already sat out a season. You can't keep doing that.
Right.
And expect your name to still be out there.
Okay, so if the Steelers offer me $1.5 million and the Dolphins offer me $1.5 million, I'm going to Miami and I'm not even picking up the phone for the Steelers.
I've already burned that trail.
I've already embarrassed myself. I've already said, no, I'm worth this. I can't come back there for $1 million. That's embarrassing.
It is.
Well, it is, but what if he wants to,
I'll go to the Dolphins. They could win.
Ben's up.
But what if he can just go to the Steelers for this year, maybe get to the Super Bowl, maybe even win it, and then move on his merry way?
I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, if it's me.
Well, you're all about the money.
And I'm just saying, if I just did scorched earth 2 years ago and bleeped the organization and sat out for an entire year because I thought I was worth $15 million a year, I'm not coming back a year later for $1 million. That says I'm a failure. And they get to rub it in my face and get my services for nothing.
Or what if Le'Veon Bell has grown as a person on the inside and says, I'm going to swallow my pride, admit I was wrong, do whatever he has to do, get that gleam back on him, that shine, and say, look, I'm here to win, fellas. I'm here to win. I'm here to win. I'm not the selfish LB you knew before. I'm a new LB. Buying that?
No. Leopards don't change your spots. Zebras don't change your stripes. There's no growth here. Can I get an age?
I don't know about that. Can coaches grow? Coaches grow.
Yeah, sometimes. Can I get an age on Le'Veon Bell? Chris, you're good at this. How old is he actually right now? Because, I mean, this is a lot of years later after all this all started.
He is 28 and will not turn 29 until February 18th.
Yep. So we all know that he's not in his prime. 29 and 30 is it for running back. So he signs $1 million a year deal with with somebody like the Steelers or the Dolphins. Now he's a free agent again, age 29. It ain't happening for him. He got his whatever deal he got with the Jets. That's his money.
Good. Reason why he should go back to Pittsburgh.
I don't see it.
I'm saying anything is possible.
There's pride.
Anything. Well, I said maybe he's grown as a person. He refused to believe me that actually can happen. He swallows his pride, admits that he didn't handle the situation properly, and signs with the Steelers. I wouldn't be shocked.
If it happens, I will mark my correct percentage down to, I mean, I was pretty hot yesterday, up to 95, 96%. I'll bump it down to 93 if that happens.
I would be surprised, but I would not be shocked, if that makes any sense.
Right. Now,
not necessarily chagrined either.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about Matt Ryan briefly because Arthur Blank, when asked, hey, you just got rid of your coach, you just got rid of your GM, is Matt Ryan part of the future here? And he did not say yes.
Not an endorsement at all. You're absolutely right. I think there's a good chance, and I was thinking about this morning when I was watching whatever on SportsCenter at 5:30 or 6, whenever it was. I was up early. Matt Ryan might very well be the next quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and I could absolutely see Jimmy G being the next quarterback in Atlanta. That could happen.
Trade on trade deadline?
Well, no, I don't know about trade deadline. I'm thinking, I mean, the 49ers are already – one horrific game he had last week, obviously against Miami, was absolutely terrible, but there are already rumblings. They are ready to move on from him. Sometimes I think we all like to jump the gun, especially the year after getting to the Super Bowl. I think you have to give him a little bit more time, but they may have already made up their mind. They might be ready to move on. And there's that connection there with Matt Ryan, too, with Shanahan from before. So it makes all the sense in the world. I could absolutely see that happen. Maybe not Jimmy G heading to Atlanta, but – I don't think I think that Matt Ryan's played his last year with the Falcons, and it certainly seems that Jimmy G, they might be moving on from him.
So we got Jimmy G, Matt Ryan, and Aaron Rodgers all switching teams on the Pete Shepherd plan for 2021. Yes,
possibly, yeah.
Cam will be a free agent too, by the way.
Yes. And Trevor Lawrence has texted me that he likes my theory about Dabo Sweeney about going to the Jets as long as Dabo has complete control.
All right. Well, we'll see if that happens.
Yeah.
Now, back to your Jimmy G. Jimmy G historically starts out like crap. His preseasons are rough. I mean, his first practice, he's thrown 5 picks to his own teammates, and then he gets better. But I think the question is, has he reached his ceiling that Super Bowl year, in which he was not accurate in the Super Bowl either. So I think people were mumbling last year that Jimmy G is not all that we thought he was.
Because of one pass he missed to Emmanuel Sanders. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they could have put the game away.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's not getting cut next year.
He's got 3 years left on his deal.
He's a $49 million cap hit. He's not getting cut.
No.
Or
so
traded.
If you
get traded.
You get traded.
You can trade him.
If you trade a player, you're still taking a cap hit.
No,
but it's not a dead cap.
Yeah, it's not dead cap, so it's something. I mean, this year he's, he was completing 67.3% of his passes, 33 of 49 with 4 touchdowns and no pick. Was that before? Where's this from? Yeah, he has no interceptions this year?
Who's that?
Garoppolo.
He's only played in like 2
games. He hasn't played that much.
Well, I know he's only played in 2 games, but he got benched. Yeah, he's got 4.
No, he does. He threw 2 picks against the Dolphins.
They didn't update this.
They didn't update that.
I was going to say, because he was 7-17. He was just horrible.
No, he threw.
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw 2 picks against the Dolphins.
It was at least 2.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to play a quick game with you here. I'm going to mention a quarterback. You tell me where he is next year. You got like 2 seconds to respond. I want your first initial reaction. Because I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 7 quarterbacks on the move that we've discussed. And remember last year, what did we have, like 13 quarterbacks change teams or something ridiculous like mm-hmm. that? All right, are you ready?
Yeah, shoot.
First team that comes to your mind, Matt Ryan?
San Francisco.
Falcons.
Okay, fine. Jimmy Garoppolo?
San Francisco.
No, Falcons.
Chris is staying the course. Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay.
Oh, God. Colts. That, I'm going to throw Colts.
They can't get rid of him.
Okay, fine.
They can get rid of him.
All right, who you got, Pete?
No, they can't.
Aaron Rodgers.
It's a stupid move.
Aaron Rodgers.
It is.
You're under the gun.
I've already said
heavy
I think
pass
he's
rush.
First last year. I will say Patriot. No, I will say I will. You know, I like Indy. Okay. I like Indy because right. Rivers ain't going to make it.
Phillip Rivers is my next one. He's done, right?
Done.
Out of the league.
Done.
How about Drew Brees? Out of the league?
No.
Retired.
Retired.
You don't think he's retired?
No.
I do.
I don't.
I think he's
Saints.
Retired.
I don't.
Dak Prescott.
Cowboys.
Dallas.
Cam Newton.
Patriots. Oh, don't start with Jared Stidham again.
No,
please,
no. I'm just wondering if they're gonna spend the money on him. If he's healthy, I think by the trading deadline that he will be signed to a big long term deal with the Patriots. So I'll say Patriots.
Bill's seen the other side of this coin. He needs Cam.
That's still not enough. But still, you got to give me this. Just you haven't seen enough of Jared Stidham yet. You can't go by
what.
I you can't go
I
by
coming, like in
off, coming in off the bench like that in a short week of practice and all that stuff.
There's a reason they went out and signed Cam.
Well, I agree, but.
All right, this is a fun game. Let's continue.
Yep.
Matt Stafford. And let's say Patricia gets fired. Is Matt Stafford part of the rebuild?
The Bears.
Yeah, all of a sudden Trubisky. And
well, I had Mitch Trubisky next on my list, so.
All right, you know what? I'll go Bears. I like that.
Wow. All right, where's Mitch Trubisky?
Backing up Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina.
Trubisky, I'm going to say backing up Justin Herbert.
Where's Nick Foles?
Chargers.
Where's Nick Foles?
Chicago.
Where's Tyrod Taylor?
Retired.
Cleveland.
No.
Backup. Not again.
Where's Baker Mayfield?
Cleveland.
Where's Sam Darnold?
I think he gets traded.
Because that's Trevor Lawrence's job,
for
according
what?
To
you. Yeah. What does he get traded for?
Or gets released. Sam Darnold will be a backup somewhere next year.
I got an idea with Sam
Darnold. Sam Darnold will back up Patrick Mahomes.
I think he backs up Tom Brady in Tampa next year.
Who?
Darnold.
Oh, really?
Go to Tampa, start training the heir apparent. It's not Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, that's possible.
Where is Ryan Fitzpatrick next year?
Miami.
No.
His deal's up.
Jets.
No, it's not. He's got one more year on his Jets.
Deal. Does he? No, I thought this was the other year.
Jets.
This is year two of a two-year deal.
Hold on.
All right.
Jets.
Could be.
Jets. He's already been that.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, here he
go back.
It's like Vinny Testaverde. He'll play for everybody by the time he's done.
Yep. He's. This is last year under contract.
Yeah. I'd bring him back. Have I forgotten anybody that would be obvious on the move?
No, I don't think so.
I think that was a good exercise.
Yeah.
Could be some movement.
Somebody said, what about Jacksonville?
Alex Smith?
We keep forgetting about Jacksonville.
I really hope Alex Smith retires. I can't watch him. I can't watch him. His leg's going to snap.
What about Minshew?
Minshew will not be the quarterback in Jacksonville next year, I don't think. Unless he has it.
Okay, well, that opens up a hole. We forgot that team.
That
could be Stafford. That could be Trubisky.
Yeah, we just moved 14 quarterbacks and said they're not going to be somewhere. Maybe somebody ends up in Jacksonville.
Yeah, every person you mentioned, with the exception of Matt Ryan, who I think is going to end up in San Francisco, but everybody else you mentioned could end up in Jacksonville.
Chris stayed the course pretty much. These guys have contracts with hefty cap hits. Most of them are going to stay where they're at. All right. I like that exercise. That was fun. I don't know if I remembered it. Let's see. Forgot anybody. How about Haskins? Is he still a Redskin?
No. He won't be a Redskin by next week.
Will he be a professional
football team.
You're right. Yeah, football team member.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, another one. Well, who
football
knows?
Football team member or football teamer? Football teamer.
Just say football
He won't
teamer.
Be a football teamer.
Washington football
Carson
teamer.
Wentz. Yeah, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that's another good one.
I think he'll be in Philly again.
Yeah.
Because I do think that they'll win the division, just not because they're anything special, just there's poop in that division.
What if the Cowboys go to the playoffs and win the division with Andy Dalton, who you just mentioned?
Yeah.
He's gonna
they
make
could.
He can make some money. If he,
could,
if
he could.
This could work out for him. Not with the Cowboys. I think
you could do a lot worse than Andy Dalton as a backup quarterback. Lot worse.
Absolutely. All right, that was fun.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, you've got a college football course. Oh, and you have another.
Jameis Winston.
Hold on now. He's only signed for 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm. Be a free agent.
For a mil. Yeah, but.
Jacksonville. Boom.
Jacksonville.
Jinx.
I don't like him in Jacksonville.
He's not going to be able to get a chance to show off that he's improved. We don't know if his LASIK eye surgery has helped him out. We're not going to see him. He's not going to see the field except shaking the other quarterback's hand at the end of the game.
He's the best quarterback on that roster for what it's worth.
Stop it.
He is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Who's better?
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill is not better as a quarterback. Dude's 30. Don't give me this. Oh, he can grow. He's 30. He's old
right now
by real standards.
You can criticize Drew Brees all day long.
I do.
I'm putting Drew Brees at the starting lineup before I'm putting Jameis.
Absolutely. It's not even close.
And I'm not even having a conversation.
No way about it. Guy can't throw the ball down the field.
You're wrong. He threw the ball down the field over 10 yards.
Not once.
I went over the numbers yesterday.
One singular time.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. I'll
dig
up the numbers
for
you.
He can chuck it down there, man.
Yeah, he's got to throw everything behind it too, doesn't he?
He's always had to do that. He's always been on his tippy toes to throw.
He gets those shoulders at the optimal launch angle.
He's 5'9". He's always had to do that.
He throws everything behind that and hopes it comes out proper. But he can only throw it to a wide open receiver like Jared Cook was on Monday night.
He had a much better second half than you're letting on, and he had a bunch of passes well over 10. I think it was 10 of 13 with passes in the air over 10 yards in the second half the other night.
By the way, the Saints with a Michael Thomas problem. Okay, the ankle, well, the fight in practice. They say he wasn't so much suspended yesterday or Monday for the game because of the fight in practice, but because of his reaction afterward. He went off on the coaches. That includes Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Got in his face. It's a major discipline situation there, and they're not happy. As talented as he is.
Keyshawn won't. It's funny on the morning show. He can't talk about it.
Why?
It's his nephew.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
That's why you have the job.
That's
you
too
have
bad.
Insight because you've played the game. You know people. You can't not talk about it.
They spent 40 minutes today arguing. I think one of some of the dumbest arguments in the world. We did it last year with your power rankings. It was like tongue-in-cheek. They sat 40 minutes arguing about power rankings in the NFL. I think it's the most biggest waste of time that you can possibly have. And Keyshawn would not come off why the Chiefs weren't in his top three and Jalen was coming off.
Well, the Chiefs did not look like a top three team this weekend. It's just 1 week.
Well, that's it. It's just 1 week. But I'm saying it's such semantics because of the unbeatens that are there. I mean, the power ranking. What does that mean?
You know who's better than Michael Thomas this year? Devontae Parker.
Statistically, who would you rather have on your team?
I tried to tell you guys in the offseason, Devontae Parker's a better.
Wait,
Chris Wright again. I will pull the tape on that one. I got roasted over that. I was right.
I think I did roast you on that.
We like Devontae Parker, but you saying he was better than Michael Thomas, that was a stretch.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
Clearly it wasn't.
Well,
Michael Thomas has been injured for 4 weeks.
It's not my fault.
Yeah,
Devontae Parker's been injured for half of his career.
If you take both of them in their prime, who are you taking? And don't tell me Devontae Parker.
Devontae Parker,
no,
right now, he's in his prime and he's putting up better numbers than Michael
saying,
Thomas.
Both are healthy, both in their prime. Who are you taking? You're not taking Devontae.
Well, I don't think Michael Thomas is in his prime yet. I'll let you know. His attitude might push him out of the league. Might.
Well,
you don't know that.
It has
wrong.
For a week, but
you
no,
don't know
he just
that.
Signed
wrong.
A big fat contract.
Oh, really?
Unless
he beats up somebody else.
Were we saying that about Antonio Brown 12 months before he ran himself out of the league? No.
Now he's Antonio Brown? Well, when he drops a couch off a 14-foot story building, maybe I'll come around to that.
That actually had nothing to do with why he's not in the league right now.
Oh, it was partly why. Yeah. It was partly why, waiting all of those charges against him so he didn't go on the commissioner's exemption list.
He'll be back in the league.
I don't think so.
I don't know anymore.
Well, no, he could come back in week 8 from somebody.
Yeah. Got all these people texting in wide receivers now that are better than Michael Thomas. I don't know about Chris Godwin.
You guys just listen to me. I'll lead you on the right path.
Mm. Fine. All right, coming up, a college football quiz, and Pete Shepard has a contractual look at some big-name head coaches in college football.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Because, you know, I told you, I said, I think the firings are going to be down this year because of COVID and maybe an excuse just to kind of let this year go by. But you never know. Check out what some of these buyouts are and some of these bigger coaches. All that coming up. Stay with us. And don't forget, in case you haven't heard, the LSU-Florida game is off because Florida has at least 19 players with COVID right now. When it comes back, it will be brought to you by the Wilbur Smith Law Firm. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN on the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Book has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Does this hang fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Stones.
Woo. I haven't heard this in a while.
Good tune.
Yeah.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Seminole Nation with a perplexing – well, it's not perplexing. It's perplexing to him on his text. He says, all this wide receiver talk, and I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how Craig and Pete thought you could use actual watermelon as fishing bait. It's like there's a pretzel in my head. That was from an hour ago. He's been chewing on that. Look, well, I'll go by
I got
what
a pretzel head.
Yeah.
That's what I was told by Chris, and
me,
I believed
me too,
him.
And I believed it. I believed it.
I was duped.
I'll and shoulder I,
and,
it for
and
you
I
guys.
Wasn't thinking that, and I'm not thinking like you're going to do this big cast with watermelon. I thought it was like, okay, it must be a way of, you know, dragging for bait or something. So
here's what I thought.
All right, I'm an idiot.
I thought maybe a triangular piece of rind and fruit, like you eat, put the hook through the back part, the green part, and then but I couldn't get through my head. The fish would come up and bite the red part, and it would be gone, and then I would catch nothing. That's what I thought. I thought it was odd when Chris said you could fish with watermelon.
Chris never said you can fish with watermelon.
I think you go back to the tape all
day
long.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
You did because it was in the commercial.
I actually stopped
it
down.
It was in the
Captain Deb's promo says fish with watermelon.
And I stopped down. I said, Chris, can you actually use watermelon? And you looked at me and said, yes.
This never happened.
It did. I'm backing my partner up here. It did happen.
I'm making stuff up. It happened on this show.
Then I wasn't listening to you guys at the time. I was just saying yes.
You're like my wife. And my kids, it's just nod politely at dad and then the husband. And then a day later, I'm like, you remember what I told you? And they go, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Because then you weren't listening to me. Sorry, did I let out too much personal information there?
You're not listening to me.
You don't listen to me. All right. You have a college football quiz. And then we're going to get into this, what's remaining.
We can do the list on this quiz first, whatever you want.
How about quizzes first, and then we'll go over these contracts and these coaches on this year of COVID. All right, so quiz time.
Yeah, all right.
This is a quiz.
All right, earlier we were talking about defenses in Division I this year, if there's been any. Well, how about this? A whopping 32 teams out of the 68 that have already played at least two games are allowing 30 or more points per contest. Ooh. But only five of those teams are allowing 40-plus points per game. Can you name those five schools? And bonus point if you also name which of the five is the only school allowing 50-plus points per game thus far.
Alabama?
No.
What, you've given like...
They gave up 49, and then there was 28 to Mizzou and 24 to A&M.
Alabama's
not one of them.
It's not one of them.
Terrible guess. You know what's a good guess? Texas.
Yeah,
Texas is not in the top five.
What? They just gave up like 60 points. Okay, all right.
Not in the top five. They're probably close.
Ooh, LSU.
No. I'll give you one hint. There's only I'm only giving you one hint. Well, for now. only one SEC school is on this list, and they are the answer to
the 50?
Yeah.
Is it Vandy?
Greg?
Has Missouri sucked out loud?
Yeah. But, like, they just beat LSU, but LSU scored 42 or 42 in that game.
All right, that's who I'm going with.
This team is giving up an average of 51.7 points a game. And they have a win.
It's not Kentucky. They only give up 2 points this
game. No, but this team
Ole Miss. Ole Miss.
This team beat Kentucky. Yep.
Thank you.
Ole Miss. 51.7.
Wow.
They are the highest.
Well, the 63 burger Bama put up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so there's four others.
Are they Power 5? Is there any power? How many are Power 5? How many are not?
One is a Power 5.
Only one. All right, let's get that knocked out of the way. Hurricanes. No, just kidding.
Can't hurt me.
Virginia Tech.
No.
Seminole Nation is suggesting Florida State.
No.
That would have been a good guess, I thought.
Nope.
No, they both think if the dogs called off too early.
Yeah. No bad defenses.
One Power 5 school left.
We're going to have to narrow this down to
Syracuse? No.
We're going to narrow this down to a conference so we can get the answer.
We're going to run out of music.
Okay. Well, it's either in the ACC or the Big 12.
Well, that's all that's left.
Have we mentioned Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State is good.
I know, but
they're not allowing 40 a game.
Okay.
I mean, you try to answer Oak State. I don't think that's correct.
They lost to Coastal Carolina this year.
The Chanticleer.
Kansas.
Yes. Less miles.
44 points a game. They're the third worst team in the country so far. So you got three others.
Have we heard from Les Miles on his COVID? Has he come out of the
woods?
Come out on the other side yet?
I don't know.
All right, so we got three more that are non-Power 5.
Yep. Give him one's in Conference USA.
It doesn't help me.
No.
One's in Conference USA.
Hey, how's Memphis usually has some high-scoring games on both sides.
Is it a service academy?
No.
No, they play tidy defense.
Okay. No, Army's not. No, Navy. Sorry, not Army. Navy.
Yeah.
This is our worst.
Yeah, I'm going nowhere here.
Two teams are in Conference USA.
Is it one or two?
Two.
Marshall.
No. No.
Indiana.
They're not in Conference USA. They haven't played yet.
Sorry, I blacked out.
It's ridiculous.
One is Southern Miss, 40 points a game.
Never would have got it in a million
years.
The
other one is the second worst in the whole league after Mississippi, 51.7. This team's giving up 46.5.
Greg in Lehigh with a harsh text says, you're 1 for 18 so far in this quiz. How are you guys collecting a paycheck?
I don't think I know.
How about Tulane?
Well, that's not Conference USA.
That's not Conference USA.
That's AAC.
Oh. Louisiana Monroe.
But it's funny you should mention the AAC because that's where the other team is.
Central Florida.
Temple.
No.
South Florida.
No.
North Florida.
UNF, the Ospreys. Ospreys or Dolphins?
They're not in
Ospreys.
AAC. East Carolina. Before you hurt yourselves.
Okay.
They're giving up 41.3, and you have, there's one left in Conference USA.
Texas.
We've actually mentioned this team quite a bit this year for different reasons.
The Conference USA. I don't know.
They're in the state of Texas.
North Texas.
Yes. Mean Green.
North Texas, the Mean Green. Yep. Not a good defense. So Mean Joe Green would be very upset with his alma mater.
I got to tell you, when you give me the hint, Conference USA, I'm looking at the standings right now. I couldn't tell you half the teams, Conference USA. Yeah. Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah, I always get fuzzy with Conference USA. You know why? Because a lot of teams came in the conference.
They did.
Then they left the conference. Yep.
But you got teams from, from Charlotte down to North Texas to Louisiana, FIU.
Puff Puff Poof says, are you guys stoned or was that just bad?
It was just bad.
What's a tough quiz?
That's tough.
A lot of times you get these. This was a tougher one.
We got a low score on the SAT today. Yeah. That was just a tough test.
The five FBS schools currently allowing 40-plus points per game. Southern Miss at 40. East Carolina, 41.3. Kansas, 44. North Texas, 46.5. And Ole Miss, a whopping 51.7. The only team in D1 that's giving up more than 50 points a game.
Okay. I hope we all learned something here today about defense.
It's not being played.
Defense doesn't win championships anymore, that old saying.
No, complete
I might argue with you on that one.
Give me one.
I mean, Clemson has a very good defense this year.
Yeah, but everybody pays
attention.
Yeah,
but they did last year, too. That was a lot of points in last year's game against LSU, even though they lost. I mean, they have great defense, but they didn't
Georgia has
stop
a
that
very
offense.
Good defense.
Yeah.
Georgia may have
the best defense.
A really good defense.
They do.
They do.
And if Alabama puts up 30 on them, you're going to be surprised. I won't.
No.
I won't be surprised.
That's not enough to win.
We'll see.
I can't wait.
I do think a lot of people are falling into that trap.
Yeah.
This Stetson Bennett kid.
Well, they look from the previous game. They think it's going to
fraudulent.
Who's a fraud?
Oh, no, he's
Stetson
fraudulent.
Bennett. No, I'm serious. The fourth?
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve to be on that field.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't.
Okay.
Have you seen the kid throw a football?
Yeah.
I've seen him throw
every
game. I've seen him throw like 40. I haven't seen
first
a spiral
game was not
yet.
Good. First game was not good.
Have not seen a spiral yet.
A lot of ducks.
All
right. When we come back.
Sorry, he's going to pick Alabama in a route.
I didn't say that. I just said 30 is probably not enough for Bama to win.
Well, if he doesn't deserve to be on the field, that means route. That means, like, they're going to pick Bama by 20.
I don't think Matt Corral is a particularly great quarterback. He still lit that Bama defense up on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
But that's one game, one scheme,
oh,
one team.
It's a microcosm, though.
Yeah, well.
It's a good word.
Wow. 239 says, if that was your SAT, you would not be accepted into Conference USA.
Nor any junior college.
I wasn't accepted to Conference USA.
Wow. All right, we're going to come back and look at some coaching contracts and who may be nervous about their situation or who is good to go because they got these huge buyouts. Also, if you missed any of the show today, be sure, except for that quiz, our performance on the quiz, I should say. Be sure to download Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Get it at 993ESPN.com on the free 993ESPN app or wherever you get your podcasts. Sheeman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 993ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd and Blondie.
Yep, she's kissed me on the cheek.
What do you mean?
She kissed me on the cheek.
In real life?
Real life.
Debbie Harry kissed you on the cheek.
Yep, 1997, 98.
I'm going to
need,
more information.
Cluster like this back in Boston, and she visited the pop music station across the hall. Loved sports, and during a break, she was getting a tour through.
Yeah.
She had done her interview on the FM, the other FM station. We were AM, the big AM station at the time, big AM. And she came by, she said hello. Her and her husband listened, and they had a house and a vacation house somewhere in
Worcester.
By the harbor.
It was by the harbor.
Waterfront.
I believe in Scituate Harbor.
Some wicked lobster.
Wicked lobster. By where? Yep. Which what?
Scituate.
Harbor.
Scituate.
Scituate. Now, here's how you spell it. Now, let me try. Scituate.
There's a lot of Scituates, by the way.
Clearly be S-I-T.
Wrong.
C-H-U-I-T.
No.
Scituate.
S-C-I-T-U-A-T-E.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm. S-C?
It doesn't matter.
Like
but
science?
She for 30 seconds, we talked sports for 30 seconds.
What's her favorite team?
I don't know. She was a big baseball fan, though.
Go Sox!
Was she a Boston fan or just...
I don't know. She kind of knew what was going on, if I remember correctly. But it was literally a 30-second conversation.
Now, what year was this?
I was 97, 97. 98.
Okay, so this is past her prime, but I mean, I always liked her.
She was doing a concert, and I believe it was one of a smaller venue. You know, like when where this part where she was performing was on the South Shore, and it wasn't like at the Garden or anything like that. It was at a smaller venue, but she was promoting it. She's very, very nice.
Her husband was with her?
Her husband was with her, yep.
So when she leaned in for a kiss, you didn't like turn your head at the
second? No, she gave no, she.
A little tongue.
Please.
Would you?
I was,
with Debbie
she
Harry?
Should have. Yeah. She might have. I was a gentleman. I turned my cheek.
With her husband there? No, probably wouldn't work out for you. Well, that's good. Yeah. Did she kiss everybody or just special?
She gave a hug and a kiss to me, a producer. I saw two of us, but I didn't see her come all the way throughout the bill. I think she went around and visited all four stations.
Did she get lipstick on your face?
Nope.
She's looking rough now.
Nope.
What was she wearing?
Jeans and a t-shirt type of thing.
Kind of t-shirt.
It was gray. I don't remember anything else.
Tight, loose, baggy.
Normal.
Bill Belichick with holes
normal.
In it.
Nope. Normal. Yeah. That's all I remember. She smelled nice.
Of course.
They always do. Celebrities always smell nice. Yeah.
That's not true.
Who doesn't? How many celebrities have you bumped into?
Not many.
Okay.
But I'm sure that not everyone smells nice.
I mean,
Matthew McConaughey doesn't wear deodorant. Fact. Look it up. That's science. Probably stinks.
You're right. I'll back you up on that. He never wears deodorant.
He drives around in a Lincoln, yep. But he stinks.
There are a lot of NBA European players that after shower, they don't use soap. They don't believe in soap, and they do not believe in deodorant.
It's what cologne is for, Pete.
No,
you
they
cover
don't,
it
no,
up.
No, no. They don't wear that either.
Why?
They don't believe in it. They don't like it, or they're allergic to it.
Maybe they don't want to accidentally drop the soap, so they don't even mess with it. You know what I'm
saying?
Why do you go? Why do you go there?
This isn't prison.
I don't want to drop
God Almighty!
Soap.
Yeah, there's no hot water in the NBA showers either. They're taking cold showers. It's not Penn State. What are you talking about?
Get body wash.
Oh, that's too soon, huh?
Yeah, that is. Too
that's
soon.
Too bad.
Get body wash.
Fortunately, we're out of time already.
No, seriously. What a ridiculous statement by you.
Which one?
Don't want to drop the soap.
I don't want to drop the soap.
That's like the last thing I'm thinking about. Here I am telling a nice story about Debbie Harry.
You
bring it to an NBA player dropping soap. All I said was a lot of European players, many of them, did not like to use soap or deodorant or cologne.
You guys need to get your minds out of the gutter. I don't like to drop my soap because I'm a germaphobe. There's a lot of fungus on the floor of a public shower. That's all. Mm. Don't want to drop it. Don't want to risk it. Risk it for the biscuit.
It's not a public
So if you're
shower.
A pro athlete, pick a sport. I don't care.
Yeah.
Badminton.
You're gonna have your own stall?
Shower shoes.
Shower shoes. You have to have shower shoes.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Well, you should.
I was never a big fan of the shower shoe.
I
wore them every day to college.
My thought is
in the shower. Yeah.
Oh, I would.
If
I
everybody
told,
wears
if
their
that.
Shower shoes, I don't have to wear my shower shoes.
You're the one peeing in the place all together anyway.
It's like in Bull Durham. If you have fungus on your shower shoes, you're not going to get to the show with fungus on your shower shoes. Kevin Costner said that to Eddie LaLouche.
Woody checking in says, I bet Gary Busey doesn't smell nice.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Probably. Old guys stink.
Oh, come what?
Old guys stink. That's a fact.
No, that's not a fact.
That yeah, is.
Oh, God.
It's a death seeping through.
What are they, hardest smelling? Guy. You're out of control, Chris.
Expect that, bro.
I'm out of control?
Actually, yes.
Both of you are out of control.
Out of this,
I don't
out
get
of
it.
This segment,
I don't get what you get.
You have
these...
been the most out of control.
Because well, Chris goes around. That's what he does after the show. He goes around smelling elderly people. I don't know what your definition of old is. You think we're old. We're not old.
No.
So what does that mean? Over 70? Over 80? When's the last time you went out sniffing around?
Not often, but I'm just saying. I've walked through the line at Publix before, and you get in a bad spot, and, you know, how long can I hold my breath? And let's breathe through my mouth with a mask on. Happened the other day.
What? You're sitting there ordering a pub sub, and an old person walks by
Actually,
you.
I had a pub sub for lunch today. Guy next to me, maskless. Come on, man.
That's not a lot of Publix.
It's not a lot. I kept looking, and I'm making eye contact with the lady behind making the sandwich, and I'm looking like, you know, eye contact with her, eye contact with the guy. I'm not making eye contact because he can't look at anybody in the eye because he's not wearing a mask. He's afraid he's going to get kicked out. They didn't kick him out. At that point, why am I wearing my mask?
Huh.
But if you're not going to kick me out, then there's no point to it.
Because it still says on Publix liquor and the grocery store, you get
it. Says it.
Right
says,
there on the front door. You know, don't come in without a mask. Mm.
Says it. I mean, clear as day. In fact, as I was walking in, I'm thinking, I'm going to ask the lady at the deli, or the man, it's fine, or the man at the deli, hey, when is this mask thing, when is this going to go away?
What'd she say?
Not that I couldn't ask because my mind was so rattled after seeing the gentleman without the mask on.
Why don't you say something?
I'm not that guy.
Yeah, I'm not that guy either. But
you'll spout off on the radio.
Usually,
as a mouse.
Usually, that kind of situation ends up on YouTube or
I'm not
someplace.
I'm not a Karen.
Right.
Yeah, but there's usually a Karen around that usually doesn't. And I wonder if somebody did say something to him at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. He had a whole list, and it was just.
He was there for the long.
Yeah.
Lifelong Buckeye has been trolling me all day.
Dead on
long.
With that
he
one.
He says Craig wears shower shoes in his home shower. I don't, actually.
You sure?
He's been after me all day.
It's been all week.
Yeah.
It's
why?
It's the LeBron thing.
He's trying to bait me on LeBron.
It's the LeBron thing. He wants to get you on LeBron.
NBA's over. I will not be discussing LeBron until February, probably.
And even then, it's regular season.
Right.
August. At that point, it's training camp. I don't recognize that championship.
Yes. Peasy says, hey, I'm an AC guy. A lot of people's houses every day. Old guys stink. LOL, they wear the same clothes every day for weeks.
Fat!
Hell, I do that. I mean, I put,
really?
I put something on a Friday. I'll be wearing it Saturday and Sunday.
It's disgusting.
I'm clean. I'm old. I dried up years ago.
I change at least twice a day.
If I go out and sweat or if I work out, I do change clothes. But I could frequently put, like, what am I wearing today?
Oh, your communist green?
This shirt? This could make an appearance later in this weekend. Absolutely.
See, this is a big debate. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. I think if I'm wearing a golf shirt like that, that goes in the wash. This type of shirt where it's kind of loose and maybe I might hang it up, but.
Oh, I'm just lazy. I admit that. I mean, why dirty up two shirts when one will do?
You don't do your own laundry, so what does it matter to you?
We're late. Pete has a college football coach's contract list, and I believe an NFL quiz, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. And we've got NFL nuggets, too, first look nuggets.
All right. We've also got Wikipedia today. It is John Wooden's 110th birthday.
Wow.
Well, would have been.
Right. Bet you he stinks.
Just hit the commercial. Just hit it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.